The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific lady who is a multi-talented, accomplished singer, songwriter, and performer from around the Ocean City, Maryland area and raised in Salisbury. And she's a graduate of Berklee College of Music with a BA in film scoring. And she is an accomplished bassist as well, too, and a pianist. And she opened for America, the Beach Boys, Cheap Trick, Local Favorite over at the Sun Fest, Spring Fest, Freedom on Stage. And she also has some music out there on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, and everything else, with Eternity, Love Tangles, Keep On Moving, Martinis in Heaven. And she also has a new release called Lush. We'll be playing two songs you hear on the audio version from Spectrum Music Group. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studio, somewhere on the East Coast around Ocean City, or could be traveling somewhere east, the amazing accomplished singer, songwriter, and very multi-talented, the amazing Lauren Glick. Lauren, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Lauren. So you're a accomplished singer, songwriter, performing around Ocean City, Maryland, and you're raised in Salisbury. You're a graduate of Berklee College of Music with a BA in film scoring. You're an accomplished bassist and pianist. You open up for America, Beach Boys, Cheap Trick, your local favorite over at Sunfest, Spring Fest, Freedom on Stage. You also got some music out on Spotify and other platforms, also on Spectrum Music Group. You've got Eternity, Love Tangles, Keep On Moving, Martinis in Heaven, and you also have a new album out, which is called Lush, and we'll be playing later on Don't Add Up and Little Light Wise and more as well, too. And before getting all that, Lauren, tell us how you first got started.
Ah, wow. So when I was like 10 or 11 years old, I really had this hankering to perform on Broadway. So Broadway was kind of my first thought. And of course the show Annie was very popular. And I used to try to emulate, you know, Andrew McArdle's voice, and I had it. I thought I had it. And I used to sing on my on my dad's deck. And the deck was, you know, they were all, the deck was like closed in, so you couldn't see the other people. But one night I was singing, my dad was asking me to sing, and all of a sudden, like all these people were clapping, and I'm like, so that was kind of the first, like, wow, I can sing. But I was always I wasn't a very popular child. I was very shy and withdrawn. So that kind of held me back. But in 12th grade in high school, I decided that music was something that I wanted to pursue as a career. And I was very fortunate to be able to have a wonderful dad that supported me, put me through Berklee College of Music in Boston. And I graduated with a film scoring degree. And that's when I got really, really, really into music. So it wasn't till, you know, my later years. And then at Berklee, I started writing my own music, and we would perform shows. And there were so many incredible musicians there. And it was just such a neat atmosphere to be in. And I met so many wonderful people. Of course, Amy Mann from Till Tuesday was one of my favorite artists, and she was a bass player. So I'm like, I want to play bass like her. So I started the whole bass, you know, bass playing thing. And that was unheard of. I mean, they're like, a woman playing bass? Like, why do you want to play bass? Like, it was just kind of weird. And the school was very cool because there was like I guess like 10 guys to every two females at Berklee College of Music. And all the guys, you know, were bass players. And they're like, we're going to show you how to play bass because you're a woman. And they did. They taught me. And I really, really love the bass guitar. So that's kind of my first instrument. After I graduated from Berklee, I just joined a local band back in Ocean City, Maryland, just to be closer to my dad because we were very close. And basically just played in that band. I mean, I was 20 years younger than all the players. So it was kind of cool. They were like father figures to me and they showed me the ropes. And then from there, I just continued with writing music and being in different bands. Of course, to pay the bills, you got to play covers, you know, mm-hmm. and started to sing Janis Joplin on the beach. Couldn't get away from that. And don't get me wrong, I admire Janis Joplin very much. She is an amazing singer because she sings from the soul, and I do too. And that's why we are very similar in a lot of ways. But then I started to take my music thinking this cover thing is not going to provide, what I'm really looking for. So I started to write more music. And then that's where, Bobby Collins came in and Spectre Music. And I'm very excited, you know, to be with them. And hopefully this music will get pushed a little bit more than the other CDs. That's our hopes. And, you know, trying to tour and play some bigger shows and, some stuff like that. So, and I'm still writing music. I've got more music coming out. So just very, very excited about the whole thing. So this is kind of like my time to shine because I raised four children. And I had children when I was pretty young and I kind of like held myself back there from traveling. So now it's like, I'm a little bit, you know, older than I would like to be to start, but it's okay. You know, I'm good with that because I think you can start at any age. And I really like to tell my audience that you're never, you know, you're never too old to show the world your talent and to show the world that you have songs that they can relate to. And now is my time. So I'm very, very excited to introduce you to Lush. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you've been on a big stage yourself as well, too. You talk about being on the big stage. You also open on the big stage. You open for America, Beach Boys, Cheap Trick as well, too. And tell us a bit about that. What was your favorite band that you opened up for? Maybe describe about some of them.
Oh, definitely Cheap Trick, because that was one of the first concerts I ever went to. And I was like freaking out because I was so excited and blessed that I was asked to open for them. So it's kind of a funny story because we were told that transition from, opening up for the band to the band coming on stage, that we were to leave the stage very quickly, not to even look at the band, not to say hello, just to get off the stage quickly. And what do? I lose my cell phone on the stage. So I'm freaking out. I'm running around the stage. I get off the stage and I'm like really upset because my cell phone's missing. Cheap Trick is getting ready to go on and perform for this huge audience. And all of a sudden somebody yells my name and I'm like, please leave me. And the manager says, Lauren, do you know who's talking to you? I'm like, I don't care. I'm looking for my phone. And they're like, Rick from Cheap Trick is behind you. I'm like, So I turned around. I go, oh my God, hi, Rick. And he's like, hi. And I was like starstruck. I was so excited to, you know, just because it was the first concert I had ever been to. And he's like, come on and hang out. And I found my phone, by the way. But
like, did he find the phone? Did he help you on that one?
And I actually found it. It was in my bag, but I was like freaking out. But he's like, come hang backstage and watch the show. And I was like, oh my God. So it was an amazing, amazing thing. Just because, like I said, that was one of the first concerts I had ever been to. And I just really love that band. They're so much fun. They're a fun band, great music, great songs, great performances, and they're still performing today and doing fabulous. So I really enjoyed that. That was probably the most exciting band that I had opened up to. So opened up for.
And that sounds like a lot of fun too, you know, local favorites all across the board. And besides, you know, Janis Joplin being one of your influences, who are some other favorites? Singers, songwriters, and musicians.
Oh, God. Well, I said Amy Mann from Till Tuesday. I really like Beth Hart. Beth Hart. She's more of a Canadian, I think, artist, but she's very bluesy. I like Susan Tedeschi from the Derek Trucks band and Susan Tedeschi band. And I love Hart, Ann Wilson. There's no other better singer than Ann Wilson. And we do a lot of that. And as far as covers, Alicia Keys. So I have a eclectic range. I really love Carly Simon and Carole King as well. So Joni Mitchell, you know, all the old classics. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, too. And of course, you can be a classic yourself, too. We'll talk about some of your music you have on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, also through Spectrum Music Group, and talk about your latest album, Lush. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all you need. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget, Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give an official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first to go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has got great reviews and Eve Levin enjoys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forge Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on over 40 podcast platforms, heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, also Anchor FM, Apple Music, Google Play, as well as Radio Public, Himalaya, also on Odyssey as well, too. We just joined. Also, subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on BitChute, YouTube, Rumble, and follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter as well. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And don't forget to check out The Mike Wagner Show on Amazon as well, too, for great merchandise like T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, as well as throw pillows, tote bags, and more. Go to Amazon.com, check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Molson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Molson-Zia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. Make sure you do so today. We're here with the multi-talented singer, songwriter, and also bassist and pianist Lauren Glick here on The Mike Wagner Show. We talked about some of her accomplishments, including opening for America, Beach Boys, and Cheap Trick, and wanting to be on the big stage. She's on the big stage, and she wants to be on the big stage herself. She also had some music out there with Eternity, Love Tangles, Keep On Moving, Martinis in Heaven, and tell us a bit about the music as well, too, before you had Lush.
What do you mean, the music prior to Lush?
Yes.
You talking about?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so Martinis in Heaven is a very special album dedicated to my late great partner, Mike Armstrong, who was one of the most amazing guitar players in the world. He was a mentor of mine, and unfortunately he died of kidney cancer that metastasized about 6 years ago. And we were working on this incredible album together, which is called Martinis in Heaven. Both our fathers drank martinis and they both died. So of course we named it, we named the album Martinis in Heaven. And then he, during the album, died, which was really hard. Oh, I had to actually complete the album without him. It was horrible. I had to sing backup vocals without him there. It was just, he had just passed away. It was the most eye-opening experience I think I've ever had to do, but it's an amazing album. Very, very proud of it. Got some great songs on it, some of his originals and some of mine, and very exciting. But that album was not pushed as much as this new album that Lush is getting the attention. So that you know, I think it's just, like I said, all timing. I was very busy with my children, raising all four kids, and now it's the timing to shine. Eternity was the first album that was dedicated to my mom, who I lost when I was 19 from suicide. And I am a strong believer of eternal life. And that album talks all about her and pretty much, you know, hopefully the eternal life that keeps her shining on. And then Love Tangles. And what else did we talk about?
Keep on moving. Yes.
Keep On Moving was a thing for my grandmother. She was She didn't die until she was like 96. And she was an amazing woman. And I always asked her, how do you do this? Like, how do you keep up with your life? I mean, she would run from here to there. She'd come to my gig. She was crazy. And she's like, I just keep on moving. I keep on moving. And so I wrote an album about her. So pretty much all the music in my life that I've dedicated to family members that I've lost. And, you know, a lot of these songs are about loss. Some of them are about love. And I think people can really relate to some of the stuff that I've done. Keep On Moving had a couple covers on there. If I remember correctly, it was Beast of Burden from the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. And I covered the sweet song, Love Is Like Oxygen. And Dog and Butterfly.
Oh, yes, that's
Heart.
My favorite. That's like one of their... What do you call it? You think of, what was it, Ballroom Blitz, and of course you had Fox on the Run, but that's the one that you don't even think of that's mainly get played on, they call it the AOR days. Yeah. It's like still one of those, in those underrated songs, which proves that they're not a party band. They get pretty serious. It's like, that is one of my favorites. I mean, that's tops on my list on that one.
Yeah, there's a couple covers, so that was one of my favorites. And we did that in a really beautiful way, kind of a different way than Sweet did it, but that's just a great song. So it was Dog and Butterfly from Heart. And, you know, and we did do a lot of covers on some of the earlier CDs. Now it's a little bit different than, you know, it used to have to get permission, you know, from the artist or, you know, or from the company to do their originals. Now it's like, oh, well, if it's on Spotify, then you can just do it. It's a little bit different now as far as doing covers. It's easier, I think. Am I wrong? Or I don't know.
I think that's something we can look into as well, too. I haven't heard anything about it except people complain about Spotify, but I'm sure we can look into that. We'll probably get back as well, too. Of course, if for those who are listening or watching the Mike Wagner Show, if you have something to say about Spotify, you can also feel free to comment as well, too. So we're looking further into that. And of course, you know, we also got Lush as well, too, part of the Spectrum Music Group here on the Mike Wagner Show. And before we talk about your releases, Don't Add Up and Little White Lies, we'll be playing at the end of the audio interview. We encourage everybody to do that. You also had some music. You had Free, Be Strong, I Had It All. And tell us more about those songs, what inspired to write those. And if there's some other music you want to talk about, feel free as well.
Okay. Well, Free is about, I actually wrote that during coronavirus when everything shut down and I felt like obviously we weren't very free. We felt, you know, not free. So I wrote a song that people could relate to that. And it's kind of about a woman's struggle between raising four kids and trying to be free to prepare music for the world. And, you know, I guess it is kind of about myself. I didn't realize it until after I wrote it. But now that I think about it, it is kind of about myself, my own life. But in general, it's about women's freedom. It's about women's freedom. And it was written during coronavirus. And Don't Add Up, is just an amazing song about, oh God, a bad relationship. A relationship that went from bad to worse. And personally, this person is just very, very, just lies about everything and everything that this man says, it just doesn't add up. So the song is, you know, talks about the way that, you know, you better get yourself together and make some more sense about what you're trying to say, because it really is not making sense to me. I love it. I love that song. And then what other ones were you talking about?
I think, let's see, we had Free, we have Be Strong, I Had It All, and also Little White Lies.
Little White Lies is about a friend that is, you know, it was no longer a friend anymore, but actually, to be honest with you, she's now a friend again, but she lied about everything. And they were little white lies, but it made me lose trust in her. The thing about her is she was so much fun to be with. So it was like this balance between her, you know, her genuine, just having fun with her and lying. So I wrote that song. I know that's funny, but it's like a seesaw. She was so much fun, but I didn't know if the fun outweighed the lies or the lies outweighed the fun. So, but we're friends again today. And we were not friends for several years, but so that's about her. And then Be Strong, I wrote about my son. My son's name is Zach, and he has struggled on and off, you know, from his life you know, some addictions, alcohol addiction. And, you know, so he, you know, has really had some troubles. So basically I wrote a song that he could listen to anytime he was feeling down and I wasn't around, and it's called Be Strong. And that's also on Spotify and Amazon Music and what, you know, all the other different platforms. So, but that is not, they're not on Lush. They're albums before that.
Okay. And of course, talk about some of the music you have on there too. If there's some other songs that we have not covered, feel free to talk about as well.
On Lush, one of my favorite songs off that album is Perfectly Capable. And that's just about, you know, it's exactly what it says. You know, this person is whining and crying, and usually it's the male gender. I don't mean to cut down men or anything, and I'm not, you know, a man hater, but I have learned so much through my life that I just feel sometimes women can be a little bit stronger in some ways. In some ways, I don't want to be quoted that I'm saying men aren't strong, but in some ways, women are stronger. So it's kind of a parody of get your stuff together. You're perfectly capable to wipe your own nose. You're perfectly capable to, you know, pick out your own clothes. And I think that I've kind of taken on a role throughout my life to take care of people. And I think that that's been a wonderful thing for me. But I think through my life, I have changed so much that I've become my own entity, and I really don't want to take care of you anymore. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. You know, I'm just being honest. So,
Right. And of course, you know, social media can handle all that for you right now. Is that a little white lie or not? Social media can handle it for you.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Social media is crazy right now. That TikTok and you know, all that stuff. I mean, you know, and Facebook, I mean, but it is a way that, you know, as far as a musician or any artist can get their music to be heard. So, I mean, I can't cut down social media in any way, because it's been a great tool for all of us, I think.
Mm-hmm. And where can we find your music at?
Well, my music can be found on Spotify and, Amazon Music and all the different YouTube. My website is laurensings.com. URENSINGS.com. All the albums and all the merchandise are being sold there. We have t-shirts and all that kind of stuff. So definitely check out the website. Where else? What am I missing? Instagram, you know, all the different places. TikTok, it's everywhere.
And we'll certainly check that out as well, too. What's coming up for Lauren Glick in 2023? We'll find out in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented singer-songwriter Lauren Glick after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to The Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with the multi-talented singer-songwriter Lauren Glick here on The Mike Wagner Show. We talked about the upcoming album, Lush. We'll be playing Don't Add Up and Little Light Wise at the end of the audio interview. So after the video portion, we encourage you to check out the audio version of it and listen to the songs. That's also through Spectrum Music Group as well. And Lauren, just a few more minutes, and we'd love to have you back as well, too. And you got some great things going on. What else can we expect from you in 2023 and beyond?
I lost part of what you said.
What else can we expect from you in 2023 and beyond?
Well, you know, more music. I'm not going to stop writing music. You know, that's my passion. I have a grand piano in my house and I just constantly bang on it and, mm-hmm. and get ideas. And I've got some other things in the works, although I'm very, very excited about Lush. So I'm going to keep my focus on that and right now, but in the future, maybe the end of the summer, putting out maybe a single or two and see where that leads us as well. I think it's just going to be a great addition to anything we've already, you know, accomplished and put out. Just a great addition to it.
Mm-hmm. And certainly looking forward to it as well, Lauren. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
Biggest influence as far as music?
In your career, yes.
My biggest influence in my career, you mean as far as a musician or?
Or just in general too.
Well, like I said, my late great partner, Mike Armstrong, he, I cannot compare, no one can compare to him. And God, I miss him every day. So definitely him. My dad was a big influence, you know, in my career. He pushed me, you know, in any way he could and helped me and supported me. So my father, of course, God, I'm you know, very, very trusting and loving of God and very, very grateful for having the passion and the talent that, you know, I bring to the table. I'll be honest with you, my mom and dad were both tone deaf. So I'm very blessed that I got this talent that and this job that I can do that I really love. You know, I really love what I do. So my plan for the future is to play bigger shows. Keep rocking.
And certainly looking forward to it as well. I can't wait to see you on the big stage, Lauren. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
The best advice is keep just being yourself. Be yourself. You're not too old. If you think you're too old or you're not too young, you know, just do what you do and do what you do best and bring it to the table because maybe there's one person out there you can touch with a message.
That's a really good point. I like that. You know, just it doesn't be a whole mass. One person. I think that's a really good one. We'll put that to heart. Once again, we're singer, songwriter, multi-talented Lauren Glick with Lush, courtesy of Spectrum Music Group here on the Mike Wagner Show. Lauren, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot from you. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep this up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. Wish you all the best. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
The website is laurensings.com, laurensings.com. And you can friend me on Facebook under the Lauren Glick Band or Lauren Glick. Either one will work. And Instagram is Lauren Glick 77. So, and TikTok is Lauren Glick. So you could just look me up and you'll be a part of our family. We treat every single fan with the utmost respect because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be around. So thank you guys so much for supporting the music.
And thank you as well, too, Lauren. Once again, a very big thank you for your time, Lauren. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. Wish you all the best. And Lauren, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Don't add up all the time. When you feel bad like you're not good enough, and there's nowhere you can turn, you better listen to your better half and all the affirmations that you learned. You better fight with all your will.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on themikewagnershow.com, hamiltonradio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at themikewagnershow.com. Thanks for listening.